Right. Shkoyach. Now, obviously, we're now in the 3 weeks. Yesterday was Shabbos Mevorachim Menachem Av. And so on the one hand, it's a time of Avel, mourning. But on the other hand, it's a time of thinking positive. Kol haloymed Torahs oilo, ke'ilu hikriv oilo. Anyone who learns the Torah about a carbon oilo, it's as if he brought the carbon oilo. So therefore, there's an inyan of learning about the Beis HaMikdash. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. And one thing positive that we can do, many positive things we can do, but one of them is learning about the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what this little overview is about. And so first of all, I want to try to take a little overview of the history of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's very interesting when we consider where the Beis HaMikdash first appears in the Torah. And we want to sort of have an overview through the Torah, the different parts of the Torah which talk about, and Tanakh, which talk about the Beis HaMikdash and in Torah Shebaal Peh, and then go into other aspects of it. Now, if we look in the Midrash says, there's a Midrash in Tanchuma. There's a Midrash in Tanchuma which explains the concept of creation. Nisave HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos loy dira betachtoinim. Hashem desired to have a dwelling in the lower world. Now that immediately presents the concept that there should be a place, a realm, a physical realm where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed. When we look in the Midrash on Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk Basi Legani, it's talking there about two events. One is the creation of the world and the creation of Adam and Chava. And it says, the Gani Lignuni, the Mokum Shahoyo Ikri Betchila, the place where my Ikka, my essence was at the very beginning. There, Ikka Shchina Betachtoinim Hoysa, the Shchina was in the lower world when Hashem created Adam and Chava. There were Adam and Chava together with the Shchina. There was no bias, there was no building of a Beis HaMikdash. But they were there. Gan Eden was the presence of the Shechina. Then came all the different events, different Averas, Chet Eitz Hadas, Kain VeHevel, and so on. And the Shechina departed, was hidden from the world. And then came a series of seven Tzaddikim bringing the Shechina back to the world. That's how it says in the Midrash, in Midrash Shea Shirim. And in a number of other places, incidentally, it's in Pitzikta, the Rav Kana, it's in quite a number of places in Midrash. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, then the Shechina came back into the Mishkan, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there you have, so that's what it means, Basi Legani, I've come into my garden, I've come back to my Ikka, that the way the Shechina was in Gan Eden, that's how the Shechina is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan.
Shechina by definition is dwelling, isn't it?
So yes, the word Shechina means dwelling.
To define that in relation to the quintessence of the Almighty, probably beyond human conception.
Well, it's an important question raised in Tanya,
right,
which I hope we'll have a moment to consider. Surely the Shechina is everywhere. Surely Hashem is everywhere. What does it mean that that the Gilui Shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash? So I'm hoping we'll get to that. That's it. Now, so there we have with Adam and Chava, we have the Shechina. But in fact, when we turn to Hilchos Beis HaBchira in the Rambam, he tells us there about the Mizbeach. That the Mizbeach, the HaMizbeach Mekoyma Mechuvin B'Yoyse, the place of the Mizbeach is very precise and it can't be changed. And then he starts going to different times in the history of the Jewish people or the history of the world. And if we go right back, he says, Uboi hikriv Adam Arishon kishanivra karbon. On the Mizbeach, the Adam Arishon brought a karbon, and the Chazal said, Adam mimakoyim kaporosoi nivra. So Adam himself, Adam and Chava, were created from the dust, from the earth of the Mokum HaMizbeach. We got the Mizbeach right at the beginning of the Bria. There is Adam. And then he brought a carbon, Cain and Hevel, when they brought carbonus, that was the same place. Noach brought a carbon, the same place. Of course, Avraham Avinu with the Akedah, that was the same place. And it doesn't mention it here in the Rambam, but there was Yaakov and the Cholam of the ladder. All this is the Beis HaMikdash there, right in the beginning of the Chumash. Okay, so then we go, of course, the next part where we get very close information about many details of the Mishkan is in Parshas Truma, and that is where we get the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, v'osu li mikdash v'shechanti b'soichom. They should make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in them. Now the interesting thing is that it doesn't say v'shechanti b'soichoi, v'osu li mikdash v'shechanti b'soichoi, but v'shechanti b'soichom, which is explained by the Alshech, I think, first, and then brought up in Chassidus, b'soich kol echod ve'echod. The Eibishter dwells inside every person, the Shekhinah dwells inside every person, and our Avodah of Hashem is in terms of this inner Beis HaMikdash. But here we're focusing on the outer Beis HaMikdash. Although in fact you can take the details of the way that the Mishkan is made and various aspects of the Beis HaMikdash, talking about our own Avodah Pnimis, which in Chassidus, particularly the Bosi Legani Mamorim, this is volume 1 of the Bosi Legani Mamorim, goes into that in great extent in Chabad Chassidus. Now, we then come, so where else do we hear about the Beis HaMikdash? It's all the way through in Vayikra and Bamidbar, all the dinim of Kabonis, the idea of Mishpatim, the idea in Mishpatim in Kisisa and Re'eh, we have the idea of Shalosh Regalim, the Bnei Yisrael going to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year. And then, towards the end of the Chumash, in Vayelech, so then we have a very interesting thing. Vayichtov Moshe Satoira Hazoitz. Moshe finished writing the Torah. Vayitnu el Hakoinim b'nei Levi, and he gave it to the Kohanim, Hanoisim Ezanim B'ris Hashem, who were carrying the Aron of Hashem, and Ve'elkol Zikne Yisrael. So there is the Sefer Torah Moshe wrote. And then Moshe gave a very important command. Vayitzav Moshe oisom lema. Moshe commanded them, Miketz sheva shonim, at the end of 7 years, b'moyet shnas hashmita, at the time of the shnas hashmita, in other words, just after shnas hashmita, b'chag ha-sukkos, b'voy chol Yisrael leroyes, es p'nei Hashem elekecho, when the whole b'nei Yisrael come to be seen by Hashem, b'mokom Hashem yivcha, in the place he'll choose, which is the Beis HaMikdash, you should read this Torah to the Jewish people and gather the people. The men, the women, the children, so that they should hear and they should learn. They should fear Hashem. It's called Ibra Torah Azois. So that they will keep all the words of this Torah, and their children, uvneim asher lo yodu, the children who don't know, yishmu v'lomdu, they will hear, they'll learn, liros Hashem elekechem, to have awe of Hashem, kol hayomim, all the days you're living on the earth, asher atim oivrim esayadin shomer l'rishto, that you're living on the land which you're now crossing the Yarden to inherit. Now that's a very beautiful thing. It means the Beis HaMikdash. On the one hand, it's a place for offering korbanos, which is the way that the Rambam actually defines it, the concept of the Beis Hamikdash, mitzvah saseh la'asos, bayis la'ashem, muchen li'os makrivim bo'i ha'kabonis. So it's a positive mitzvah to build a bayis la'ashem prepared for having kabonis. V'choygikin olav sholosh pamim b'shana, and we celebrate three times a year. And so that concept, but also as the Rambam himself describes in Hilchus Korban Chagiga, he describes the whole idea of this hakel, this concept of hakel. The Beis Hamikdash is a place of inspiration. People coming to the Beis Hamikdash and having inspiration from the Melech once every 7 years. It's a very striking thing, and looking at it historically, you could see the origin of the drasha, the Torah origin of the drasha, like an inspiring drasha that the Rav gives, although that's every Shabbos or more frequently, whatever. But this kind we see once every 7 years the Melech giving this inspiration, and in the Rambam Hilchus Chagiga Perek Gimel, he goes into that a very full description how they built a bima of eight, a wooden bima, and the king would sit on that, and what he would read from the Devarim, various places. So that is the inspiration. Incidentally, this is the year, we're just coming to the end of the year, which is the year after Shemitah. Oh, yes. So this is a Hakel year. There's a special inspiration in a Hakel year. Now, then the Rambam goes into the history of the Beis Hamikdash. It's Motzi Shmita that we have the year of Hakel. So this year is Motzi Shmita, the year that we're in now. The year we're in now. Yeah, we're near the end of the year, but it's
the end of the year after.
Yeah.
Long time ago, yes.
That was after the
Shmita. Yeah. Now then, the Rambam gives a little history of it. Kivin shenichnasu la'aretz, this is in Hilchus Beis Habchir at the beginning, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, they put up the Mishkan in Gilgal, which was for 14 years, while they were conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing up the land. Then they came to Shiloh, and they built there. Now in Gilgal was the Mishkan, now the Mishkan is with wooden planks and with curtains, and in Shiloh they made a stone frame, but they covered it with the curtaining from the Mishkan. So it was chetzi-chetzi. It was no longer made of wood, but it was made of stone, but the curtaining, the covers, were still as from the Mishkan. And that was for 369 years. The Mishkan was there in Shiloh. When Eli passed away, it was destroyed. And then they came to Noiv and Givon, and there they built a stone mikdash, I think. He says Vonu Sham Mikdash, and then that was 57 years, and then David HaMelech brought the Mishkan to Yerushalayim, and finally Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So, and then of course, unfortunately, and let's just focus on this building of the Beis Hamikdash for a moment. Now, there we're going to look in Melachim, Melachim Alech Perek Vav to Ches gives a description of the building of the Beis Hamikdash, and goes into a lot of detail of how it was made, and also. There is a wonderful speech that Shlomo HaMelech says to the Bnei Yisrael. So everyone has come. This is the beginning of Perek Ches. Then Oz Yakhel, then Shlomo HaMelech gathered the Ziknei Yisrael and all the heads of the tribes. And they came to Yerushalayim to bring the Orem Bris Hashem from Ir David, which is Tzion. And they brought it to bring it into the actual base Hamikdash, and that was in the month of Tishri. And they all came bringing, carrying the Aron, the Kohanim carrying the Aron, and they brought it. And there is Shlomo HaMelech, and with everyone, and it describes the Kruvim. And then, and they put it in the Mikdash, they put it in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then that was filled with the Onon, which the glory of Hashem, the cloud, and they were not able to be there, and they all came out of it. And Shlomo HaMelech is standing there with thousands of people. Then Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem Omar Lishkoin Ba'arofel. Hashem said, He will dwell in the cloud. I have built a house of dwelling for you. Mochen l'shiftecho oilomim, a place for you to dwell eternally. And the king turned his face to the people and he benched them, he gave them a bracha. And he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, who spoke to David my father, and from the days that I brought my people Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, I haven't chosen any city to build a bais, but now I've chosen David to be over my people Yisrael. And David wanted to build the temple, but he couldn't, and so therefore, Baruch Hashem, I've been able to do that. And then comes an eloquent expression in which Shlomo HaMelech turns to Hashem. So Shlomo stood before the Mizbeach of Hashem in front of the whole Kohol. He spread out his arms to Shemayim. He said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, there's no one like you, Elohim, Bashamayim Mimal V'Alaoritz Mitochas, in the heaven above and the earth below, guarding the bris and the chesed for your servants who are walking in your path with all their heart. You have guarded this for David my father, what you promised him, and you spoke. And now Hashem, guard for your servant David my father everything you spoke, saying that there will not be a person cut off from the throne of Yisrael. And now Hashem, let all your words which you've said come true, because it's true that Hashem dwells on the earth. How can it be? Have the heavens, Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kelucho, the heavens can't contain you. You're infinite. Avki Abayis Hazeh, how can this house, how can this building contain you, which I've built? But nonetheless, you do dwell in this Beis HaMikdash. And you should turn to the thriller of your servant and his beseeching you, Hashem, to hear Lishmoya El Arino Velatvila, Asher Avdecho Mispala Lefanecha Hayoim, which your servant is davening to you. Your eyes should be open to this bias, night and day to this place which you said, my name will be here. Lishmoya El Hatvila, hearing the davening which your servant will pray in this place. And you should hear the beseeching of your servant. Up to now, it's been as if it's all about Shlomo HaMelech. But now, Va'amcha Yisrael, your whole people Yisrael, that they will daven in this place. And it says, Ashe Yisfalalu El HaMokam Hazeh. Like we do, we daven towards the Beis HaMikdash, wherever we are. We might be in the Beis HaMikdash, or we're davening to the Beis HaMikdash, and our tefillahs are being heard by Hashem. Va'ata Tishma, and you will hear, El Mekoyim Shiftecho, the place where you dwell in the Shemayim, you'll hear and you'll forgive. If a person does an Aveira against his friend, and then he comes before your Mizbeach, and you'll listen in Shemayim, and you will do, and you'll judge your servant, Lahashia Rosho, Loseis Ledakoi Beroishoi, Lahatzik Tzadik, Loseis Loibetit Kosoi. In other words, you will give to each person according to their merit, whether bad or good. Now, so then he goes on, and he speaks about people davening to Hashem when there's a drought or when there's a famine. And he continues about people doing tshuva. And he also speaks about the stranger coming, the non-Jew coming to the Beis HaMikdash and davening to Hashem. You will hear in Shemaim, the place where you dwell, and when the non-Jew hears about your great name and your powerful hand, Shimcha Godol, Yodcha HaChazaka, and they'll come and daven to this house. And you will hear in Shemaim, the place where you dwell, and you will do everything they ask, everything the Nochri asks you, in order that all peoples of the world will know your name and have be in awe of you like your people Israel. So the Chachamim point out that with the Yidden, he says, you'll judge the bad if they're bad and the good if they're good. But with the Nochri, just do whatever they ask. So the non-Jews should know that the Beis HaMikdash is the place to come and the place to think of when they're davening to Hashem, that this is really the focus of davening. Now, so then, that was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and then, as we know, unfortunately, it was destroyed. Now, so we now have the interim passage of the time of the Churban, of the first Beis HaMikdash, and Yechezkel is in the Goyla in Bavel, and he's there with the Bnei Yisrael, and in Yechezkel, Perek Mem, Mem till Mem Dalad, there's a description of the future Beis HaMikdash. Very fascinating. It's got the same central pattern as the way in which the Mishkan is described and the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, but it's more complex. And the Rambam says when they came to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't understand Yechezkel properly, so they built it how they understood. And the third one will be like Yechezkel. So then we have, later on in Nach, we have Ezra, we have in Sefer Ezra, Zerubbabel building the Mizbeach, and the basic binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a fascinating thing in Perek Gimel. And the end of that Perek, it says there were people there who had seen the first Beis HaMikdash. And now it's all so poor and difficult, what they're building now, having come back. This is Zerubbabel who's building it. And they're weeping. They're weeping because they remember what the Beis HaMikdash was really like. And now at the beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it's just all so poor and so limited. And they're very unhappy. Haggai, one of the Nevi'im who was at that time in Perek Beis of Haggai, also talks about the same thing. The way at the beginning of that Beis HaMikdash, where everyone is gathered together, the second Beis HaMikdash, and it should be so freilich, in fact many people are weeping because they remember the greatness of the first Beis HaMikdash.
In comparison.
Yeah, that's right. And then when we go back to Ezra, what happened now? Then the Shomronim, who were Gerei Aroyos, who weren't Jewish, and they wanted to help build the Beis HaMikdash, and Zerubbabel said, Lo Elohim Balonu Livnois Bais Lelakenu, and as a result, just to prove that they weren't Jewish, they got the work stopped. They wrote to the king of Persia to get the work stopped, but at last it began again, and Ezra, just to link with the Parshas HaShavuah, when Ezra comes on the scene in Sefer Nehemiah, so he comes on the scene. In Sefer Ezra, he is a descendant of Pinchas. So it's Aaron. He gives his whole yichus all the way back. Pinchas, Elazar, Aaron. So it's he gives his full yichus. So Ezra comes finally, and Nehemiah, and then they did build the second Beis HaMikdash, and according to our tradition, lasted 420 years, till in the year 70, unfortunately, was destroyed. So then we have a little overview of the Beis HaMikdash in Nach, and then there's, of course, in the Mishnah, there's Masechta Midos. Now, of course, the Mishnah is full of references to Kabbonos, to aspects of the Avodah, the whole Seder Kodeshim. But there's particularly Masechta Midos, taught by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who actually saw the Beis HaMikdash and remembered it. You see, it's interesting because the Mishnah largely records the discussions of the Chachomim in Yavne. Now Yavne is already in the year around 135, that's 65 years after the Churban. So there were very old people there who had seen the Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was one. And so Masechta Midas is mostly his understanding of it, his memory. But he sometimes says, I forgot what something is. And then Abba Shaul would remind him and come in and say, well, that's for this and that. And of course, in Yuma, in the Gemara, we have a lot of detail about the Beis HaMikdash as well. Now, in the Rambam, we've got Hilchos Beis HaBchira in Sefer Avodah. The whole of Sefer Avodah is all about Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but Hilchos Beis HaBchira, which is the beginning of it, is all about what should be in the Beis HaMikdash, all the different Kelim. And then you have Sefer Korbanos in the Rambam as well. Okay, so that is an overview of the sort of practical side, the physical Beis HaMikdash and the reality of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's consider for a few moments the spiritual effect of a Korban. Now, I'd like to start with something which is actually in Likutei Torah by Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Ladi on yesterday's Parsha, Pinchas. Of course, in Pinchas, in yesterday's Parsha, we have all the Korbanos for all the Shabbos Yom Tov, for every day, Shabbos Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. So it's a suitable place for a discussion of the Korbanos. What is the Korbanos and why do we need the Beis HaMikdash? What's the special thing of having the Korbanos? So the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman, explains that the four elements, earth, water, fire, air, yes, relate to doimein tzameach chai medaber. So earth is like the offer, is like the doimein. Water is like tzameach, because mayim matzmichim kol minei tainuk. And eish is chai. So that means the animal carbon which is being offered on the mizbeach is really a kind of eish. It's a quality of eish. In fact, with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Mishkan, we remember in Parsha Shmini how fire came from Shemaim and started the carbon burning, and it was the same thing with Shlomo HaMelech as well, fire coming from Shemaim, and the Chachamim say that that fire nestled on the Mizbeach like an Ari, like a lion, and so there is the fire which is there. So when the carbon is offered, so the carbon which is chai, which is eish, the element, the yesod eish, is offered on the mizbeach, there is this flame which is reaching upwards to Shemayim, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Roza de carbono oila ad ein sof. The secret of the carbon rises up to the infinite, and as a result, there is a response from Hashem of a radiance of awe, of bracha, which is flowing down to Am Yisrael, to the world. Now, it doesn't say it in that maimah, but we have the idea that the malachim going up the ladder are like, in Yaakov Avinu's dream, is like the avoida of the Bnei Yisrael, the tfilas, the words of the davening, and the malachim coming down the ladder are the brachas coming from Hashem. So that image of a flow which goes from below to above and then from above to below, that is really what the Beis HaMikdash is about. And Rabbi Shneur Zalman asks, so what is the function of the Beis HaMikdash itself? The actual arum, the makif of the Beis HaMikdash, makes it a situation where that interaction is able to take place. By the fact of you having it in the Beis HaMikdash and the whole environment, the enclosure of the Beis HaMikdash, all the different walls and the chotzer, the outer chotzer, the inner chotzer, and then the Mizbeach makes this whole spiritual interaction take place. Now another point which is said is that the doimem tzomeach chai medaber are actually there when any korban is being brought. Because the chai is the animal, the medaber is the person who's bringing the korban. Then we have tzameach, because every korban has nesachim. It has flour and wine and oil, olive oil, so that is the tzameach. And the doimem What's the domain?
Mizbeach.
The Mizbeach itself. Yeah. Well, the idea that's brought is salt. There's loisash bismelach. Melach. There's always salt with every carbon. So that is the domain which is there. So there we have the whole.
Oh.
So we don't consider the sochem then as domim, although we might in a broader scale. We normally consider water. The water is actually a category of tomer, is it, in Kabbalistic terms?
That's a very interesting point. I mean, but there's a bit of water in the mincha. No, I'm not sure there is water normally. There's nisuch hamayim, but that's only once a year. That's only on Sukkot.
Before you were considering it tomer.
No, mayim is domer. It's domer.
Yes.
Yeah, mayim is domer.
So,
Eish ruach mayim.
And gofer, yeah. Eish ruach mayim. The four sodas.
Yeah. But oh, I see what you're saying. So here, you're quite right. In that, yes.
Chaim and Kelly, you may be a living aspect to it as well.
Yeah, right? Yeah, very interesting point. Yeah, I didn't notice that. Yeah, in this way, which the way Rabbi Shneur Zalman puts it, water is corresponding to Tzumeach, and normally we put it. Yeah, interesting point. Now, so on the one hand, there's the carbon tzibur on behalf of the whole of the Bnei Yisrael, the carbon tomid. There's Kevetz Baboike, Kevetz Bein Aboyim. That's had an interesting midrash. A group of Rabbonim were sitting around discussing what is the most important pasuk in the Torah. So one said, you know, Adam's created B'Tzelem Elokim. Maybe another one said, V'Ahavta Re'echa Kamoch. You know, different psukim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. But one said, Es HaKeves, which we learned in the Parsha yesterday, Es HaKeves HaEchot Taseh B'Aboikev, Es HaKeves HaSheni Taseh Bein HaAboim. That regularity of the Korbanos, that every time, every morning we offer this Korban, the Korban Tomid of the morning of Shachris, and every afternoon we offer the Korban Tomid of Mincha, and the Rebbe explains, when it's Boikev or Erev, even if in the time of a person's life there might be erev, might be difficult, nonetheless, tmidim kasidrum, you have the pattern, davening, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, that pattern, that's the most important pasuk in the Torah, and the other rabbonim were moida to that idea. Now then we come to the idea of one's own private korban. Bringing a korban, what exactly is a korban doing? Inside ourselves, there is a nefesh bahamis, and here we come to the of osili mikdash v'shachanti b'soichon. Make for me a mikdash, and I'll dwell inside each one of you. The personal base of mikdash, our nefesh bahamis is like the korban. Now, the point of the korban is to offer it to Hashem, to bring it close to Hashem. Our nefesh elokis is the divine fire which is inside us. So when we infuse the nefesh of Ahamis with inspiration and Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and it's inspired to daven Ashrei Yishrei Veisecho with a bren, with an enthusiasm, we are offering our own inner korban on our own inner mizbeach, and that is a continuous avoda that we have. And then, of course, we have the concept of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Up to now, we've been speaking mostly about the Korbanos. But, of course, there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Torah, the Luchos, in the Aron, in Besras Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, there will be the Aron, and the Luchos, and a Torah scroll there as well. And so now we have the question that was referred to before. Surely Hashem is everywhere. So what is this special quality? Now, if we look at the structure of a human being, we are able to understand something about the nature of existence as a whole. So a human being has got chayas in various different limbs and organs, but the brain is like the control center. And the brain, the moichin, now in spheres, in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, it speaks about chochma, bina, das, these are, and Kesa, which is like Rotson, the Rotson of Hashem, that is the highest level. That is what the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is in each world. Is in this world, this practice, this physical world, the world of Asiya, and in higher worlds, in each world there is a Beis HaMikdash and there is a Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Chochma Bina Das at that level, and that's the source of Torah. So the source of Torah is always there from the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we have in the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu would go into the Mishkan and Hashem would speak to him from between the two Kruvim. And of course, in a very practical sense, the Beis HaMikdash was the source of Hayrah. On the one hand, you have the Kohen Gadol with the Urim V'Tumim, and whenever there was a question with the Melech, they were asked the Urim V'Tumim. But also, in a more sort of practical sense, the High Court, the Lishkas Hagozis with the Sanhedrin, was the highest court. There were other Sanhedrins in the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, but finally in the Lishkas Hagozis, which is actually there in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash proper. So Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, when everyone will be able to be inspired by HaChachomim and guided by them. But it's a very interesting diuk. In Shoftim, Sedra Shoftim, it says, Shoftim v'shoitrim, you should put at all your gates, that there should be judges, and there should be shoitrim. So judges are like legislators, the rabbonim who decide exactly what the halacha is, and the shoitrim, they are like the police who make sure that people keep the halacha.
Enforcement,
that's right. Legislation and enforcement. But in Yeshaya, which we actually quote in the Davening, the pasuk is V'oshiva shoiftayich kodeshoina, speaking about the time of Mashiach, I will return your judges as originally, V'yoatzayich kevatchila, and your advisors as it used to be. Now, why is it V'yoatzayich and not shoitrim? So the Rebbe discusses this in a famous sikha on Parshas Shoftim, and he said, because in the time of Mashiach, we won't need shoitrim. We won't need enforcers. Everyone will want to keep the halacha. The yidden will want to keep tariyak mitzvahs, and avdil the goyim will want to keep shem mitzvahs b'nei noach. The only thing is, we might need yoyetzim to advise us exactly how to do it. As, you know, on the one hand, I should do this, but on the other hand, I should do that. Which way should I go? So you have a rav, I say lecha rav, I have a mashpia, that's a rabbeim, rabbonim. So there'll be the shoiftim and the yoatzim. And Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, may the Beis HaMikdash be built speedily now. And now, mamash. Thank you.
Yeah.